What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Real Power Talk with Silos on the Real Talk with Silos podcast. Man, family first. What an amazing episode. Of course, we have the great, the legend, Mr. AJ. What is up, my brother? What an episode.
Oh, my God. The episode was so good. We didn't even do like a recap with each other first. We just literally was like, hey, as soon as you're done watching, let's go right into it.
Yeah. Honestly, what I do want to do is I got to give you your roses on the Jabari situation, man.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Dude, and honestly, the way that they played it out, it's like now we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it.
Yeah, do it.
He needs Tariq. He needs Tariq now because he was about to text Carrie and it was like, he's like, damn, I need him. Like, you know, we can't do it. We need him. And then the whole Kane situation, I didn't see that playing out like that. That was great writing. That was fantastic writing.
So let's dissect it, man. Like, just section by section. Since you kicked off Jabari, we'll start off with Jabari. For me, as somebody that writes, and you know that I love to write.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, there has to be a reason why this kid is in here, Jabari. He's not a kid. He's a professor. But I'm like, why? But he's younger than me, so I can call him kid. But I'm like, I said, why is this guy, why are you here? What is the purpose of you being here? And if any fan had any doubt as to why that man was here, proven in this episode, first of all, the jealousy thing, I want to let people know that that's real life, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of jealous people out here that will go through great lengths.
And sorry to say, I don't mean to call out the, you know, the men of the generation, but mainly it's a lot of men, bro.
It's mainly men, bro. It really is. It really is. Any guy that does not admit that, I don't know. You probably a jealous one.
Yeah.
But literally, his obsession with Tariq, now he realizes, like you said, he needs Tariq. Now it's pertinent to his career, his writing career. Because what we also realized too, and I kind of realized it early on in the series, but it really was exacerbated this episode. He cares more about his writing than he does his teaching.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. He and anybody that writes or that's some type of content creator, you will do almost anything to do your passion. If it's something that you love, if you love to paint, if you love to do podcasts, if you love to do music, if you love to write, you will do anything, almost anything. There are some people that do absolutely anything, but there are people that would do almost anything to get ahead. And literally, just think, we saw him stalking Tariq.
Yep.
We saw him finding out that Tariq is pushing drugs. Even at the end of the episode, he downloaded the app that Tariq is using to push the drugs, which I found that to be really interesting, because now I'm like, okay, so who's going to deliver to him? You know what I mean? I'm like, who is going to actually end up being the person to deliver the drug to him? And it's going to probably have to be Tariq. I couldn't imagine it being Braden at all. But or just a random student, unless they find a way to, you know, write that. Also with Jabari, he's reading.
Before you go on that, the reason why I think it's actually going to be a random student is because remember the one thing that Tariq told Braden, that no matter how we get caught, no matter what, they would never trace this app back to us.
True. That's right. You're right. You're right about that. So it could be a random student. So maybe he's just figuring out the system so he could put that in his book.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Then the other thing is with Jabari, was that he, like I said, he's finding out about Tariq's real life. We saw a little Angela cameo. He looked up the cases with Angela, with Raina.
Trip down memory lane.
It really was. It was a brief trip down memory lane. It was like, man, like all that stuff happened. So he's just putting the puzzle pieces together. But what I was going to say is his writing assignment. When he read what he read, we all clearly knew that he was talking about Laura, right? But we knew that Tariq was talking about Laura in his paper, but
Jabari
took it as the other teacher, the other professor that he's obsessed with. So I just thought that part was interesting, you know, with the paper, because that's what that was like the last straw, the coup de grace, they say. And he was like, you know what, I've had enough. Now I'm gonna follow him. Now I'm gonna stalk him. And now we see why Jabari is a piece in this power puzzle, because now we get on the speculation side. Now you gotta wonder, if he finds out about Tariq's life in its fullness and really understands Tariq, is he gonna out Tariq, or is he going to, he's gonna publish his book no matter what, but yeah. Is he gonna out Tariq? Is he gonna out him? Is he so obsessed with his art that he wants to see everything to the end? So he's like, hey, Tariq, I know what you do, everything else. I just want to follow. I just want to document. I just want to be able to see from a distance, you know?
I want to elaborate on that a little bit, because, you know, I was actually thinking the same thing. And, you know, when I kind of touched on it in the beginning about the now how he needs Tariq. So, we'll get more into it, like, in the second half of the show about next week. Because I don't know if you saw the trailer for next week.
Oh, yeah.
So I really think Carrie is the one who's going to be the one who outs Tariq. And I feel like Jabari is going to be the one who protects Tariq. Which is going to be a whole flip revolt, you know.
Yeah, being a flip. It's great writing. Yeah. We've seen that in movies. We've seen that in other shows. You know what I'm saying? Where they do those type of role reversals, where the person you thought was the good guy or the person you thought was the bad guy ended up being vice versa. And not to say that she's a bad guy, but
in this situation, would be the contract, you know, the bad person towards Tariq's goal at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
So I think where we should jump into, which I actually loved this cameo we got from is it 2Bit? That's his name, right? I always forget his name.
Yes, 2Bit.
Man, 2Bit, like, I forgot how much I missed his character. Like, his character was so good, and he just worked so well, because he's not that old, but he's still, like, in that realm where he's like, he's like an older brother to Tariq. And I had a lot of the whole Kanan vibes with Tariq with him, like we'll jump right into it. When he kills that dude that tried to kill Tariq in the episode, and we'll elaborate more on that, believe me, guys. But when he killed that guy, the first thing he told Tariq is like, you dumb mother, you know what? Like, you clean the stuff first before you leave the crime scene, man. Are you stupid? And like, that was so like, damn, that is something Kanan would tell him, you know, with a gun pointed to his head, you know? You know? So like, to me, I really love that. And I feel like he's going to be like, an even bigger set to where I think he's going to be an ally to Tariq later down the line.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was hoping you didn't say that, because that's my point. That's exactly my point, too. I think, and even deeper, I think he's going to become Tariq's subordinate. I think he's going to work for Tariq. I think Tariq is slowly, what people don't understand, and this is something I had to understand, we are still talking about a college kid. Yep. Okay, we're talking about an 18-year-old college kid, all right? So, having said that, you got to think, what were you doing at 18? You know what I'm saying? What were you doing at 18? So, for him, they have to make it a little bit more authentic from an 18-year-old perspective. An 18-year-old is not going to be able to set up his own drug organization empire, you know what I'm saying, in after one series of power. It's just not going to happen. So now Tariq has learned the game. Even we saw that, you know, even with him meeting up with Monet out in open daylight.
That was a flashback to Ghost to me.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw Ghost. I was holy crap.
Yeah. But the thing is that Tariq is slowly learning the game. And I remember when he told Tasha in the beginning of the series, like, you know, Dad said it's either jail or in the grave. I'm going to find a different way. I think he's going to literally realize, yo, Dad is right. If I'm going to do this, I got to be in it 100%, you know? So somebody having 2-bit, having a soldier, because Brayden is no soldier, okay?
Nah, yeah. His emotions are too high.
Yeah, having a soldier like 2-bit, and 2-bit is going to realize, yo, I need this little kid as much as he needs me. I'm just going to follow because he knows the game. He's Ghost's son. He is the son of the biggest drug lord in New York, you know? You know, and it's like you said, because if that happens, then I'm going to be on your side where you talk about, hey, then them Tejadas are going to start seeing Tariq as competition, all of them. And they may even be like, yo, Kane, you were right. You were right, Kane, you were right. But yeah. We're not even there yet. We're not even there, not even close to that.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into that. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
I'm just saying that type of storyline. That's pure speculation on my part.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, for sure, for sure.
But yeah, I love seeing 2-bit. What I'm curious about, and maybe you could give some insight on this, why the heck did he go back to Spank's mom and give her money? Is it really, what was the point? Because I'm thinking, oh, he needed her to stay at the house or something like that, but it wasn't even that.
Well, here's my first thought. Initially, my first thought was actually he's going to kill her. That was my first, like, to take out his family just because of Pete. Because you know how it is in the streets. You a snitch, your whole family becomes a snitch, and you're going down. And that's what I thought it was. But then when I saw that, you got to remember, there's a lot of truth to what he told Spank's mom. You know, that Spank was his day one. You know, Spank did what he had to do to get out. He told Tommy, but his dudes is done. That don't mean he got to stop loving Spank. That don't mean he got to stop loving his family. His mom, you know, in original Power, helped him out a lot. Like I said, they were always together. They were always at Spank's house. Yeah. Spank's mom was always cooking for him. Yeah. You know? So it's like, in a sense, he feels like the way he walked away and smiled, I saw that as a okay, he's doing this for himself. Like, he... So, we
yeah,
had...
Yeah, that's it, what I'm saying. It's just like, what could he possibly
here's another thing too I want to elaborate on is that, and this happens to anybody who goes to jail, and not everybody, because you know there's still those people who go to jail, come out, do the same thing, go back. Well, with him, you see like a sense of redemption for him. Something happened to where even his character, it's not the same 2-bit we got from the last Power. We got a more, like, I feel like I want to say in a sense like kind of mature, but like he's been through some things. He knows how the game is, but he's like, all right, number one, I gotta protect myself. Mm-hmm. And I see that with 2-bit now. And I feel like he doesn't know who killed Ghost, right?
Right. No, he doesn't.
Well, that's, so jumping back to what we said about how he becomes Tariq's ally, I believe that is how he's gonna become his ally. I believe he's gonna find out and Tariq's gonna let him know. And because you really think Kate, 2-bit ain't gonna ask him, like, yo, who's been trying to kill you? Like, what's going on? Like, and you know, as we saw, and again, we'll get more into it later on, but as we saw, you know, in the next episodes coming, he's gonna be asking for some more money, yeah. You know? So, like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like Tariq is just gonna outsmart everybody. So, with that, I mean, that's what I'm thinking about. I feel like with 2-bit, it's just been a sense of redemption for himself. Like, he's just trying to do things the way that he knows, and with everything, you know, best friends and Tommy and Ghost turning on each other, you know, and at the end, you know, being there to the end together, you know, freaking Tommy holding Ghost's hand while as he dies. You know, I feel like he really took that. He really took that, you know. So, I, man. Yeah,
The thing is that I think I do agree with you, because I think that why else would he join up with Tariq unless Tariq had that type of way? Because one of the things we know that Kanan mentioned, and then even if you've ever grown up around, you know, all of us has that one cousin or that one uncle. All of us, at least, you know, I'm not going to diss any one race or be discouraged, but us Hispanics and Blacks and stuff, we got that one cousin or that one uncle or somebody that we know in our extended family that's involved with something, you know, where there's a code. Your reputation on the street is everything, you know. So Tariq being the one to say, yo, I'm the one that pulled the trigger, I'm the one that did that dude, you know, Too Big gotta look at that like, okay, if he would dead his dad,
what is to
stop him from deading me at any time? Just like, because that's how I felt about Kane. When Kanan killed Sean, now these are real Power fans now, I hope that's listening, because now we're going back to season one. Now we're going back to Power season two. You know, when he killed Sean, and I think this is actually the end of season one, not season two. But when he kills Sean, I'm like, oh, Kanan is cut from a completely different cloth. He'd do anything to anybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So having that on 2Bit's mind, like, dang, this kid killed his dad. You know what I mean? Like, 2Bit's
mind,
he's like, yo, I got to fall in line with him. You know, he's not going to just like listen and do everything, but he's going to be like, yo, Tariq is the brains. You know, because now if they try where 2Bit, because remember too, and I like 2Bit a lot too, I really do. But remember too, 2Bit wanted more responsibility from Tommy. Remember that when he was complaining.
Now I have a theory on that, but I'm gonna let you continue.
But when 2Bit was really, really just like, yo, man, like, we want more responsibility. I want more of this, more of that. It was always Spank talking him out of it, like, yo, man, you know, we got to chill. We just got to fall in line for now. We just got to do, you know, maybe, you know, and then they would do things like, okay, well, if we do this, then Ghost said he'll do this. Well, if we do this, Tommy said we'll do this. And every time it bit 2Bit in the ass until the point where he was in jail for crying out loud, you know. But it's just going to be very interesting, that relationship between 2Bit and Tariq. I'm very curious how that's going to end up.
All right, so here is my theory, and I don't know if you thought about this, but okay, so we'll jump on the whole Kane side of things. So as we see, Kane, you know, takes over the little guap organization.
Yeah.
And we'll elaborate on why. But what if, and this is more speculation on my point, what if they're setting up 2Bit? So when they do, I feel like Kane is going to get it pretty soon. I don't, you know, maybe next season or something like that, or even probably go back. I feel like once they handle the Tejada family, I feel like 2Bit is going to take over the streets for Tariq. I feel like Tariq is going to give him the power to be like, all right, you can run this, and you, because, you know, what is the one thing we saw for next week? We saw Kanan say, I'm controlling the streets.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what 2Bit always wanted. And you touched on it right now with Spank telling him to, you know, he had to fall in line and all this. And we saw that in the early Power session where it was like he was always at, you know, it was going back and forth with Tommy, with other, you know, sergeants in Tommy's little organization, where he was always butting heads. I feel like Tariq, being who Tariq is, and Tariq is one smart son of a gun, like he is, I feel like he's gonna make it to where he's gonna make 2Bit feel like he actually has the power, but really it all has to go back through Tariq. So that to me is where I feel like that's going. Again, that's speculation, but I do think 2Bit will be control of the streets while Tariq is actually gonna be doing what he gotta do with school and how he's doing now. So that's what I'm thinking.
No, I'm with you on that. So, having said that, then, because of Tariq's status on college, because I remember they did emphasize that in this episode, if you noticed, where they were like, you know, he's doing all his business on college, you know, they were saying that, but Jabari following him, realizing that he's doing all of his business in college, and him writing that, even his publisher said, remember when they were at the, he's like, so what happened? You know, is it that, you know, does he give it up altogether? Does he become this drug lord? Does he still maintain doing both? You know, not realizing he's talking about Tariq St. Patrick, but, you know, Jabari knows who he's talking about. And then he was like, oh, I didn't write the end. So that, I think, was also another reminder that Tariq is literally in a box with college. And then even we saw that, too, where Brayden is upset. And this is my whole point. The relationship with Brayden and Tariq.
We could jump on that right away.
That's where I'm at. Because I'm like, one of the things that always annoyed me about Power is that it always, you always felt like it was just right there. Like if somebody just said that, because all Tariq had to say that the girl Effie, who made a return, was, yo, somebody tried to kill me. I don't want you to be in danger.
Yeah.
But he said, yo, I can't meet up tonight. So now Effie done blew his spot up to Brayden. And Brayden is pissed off at Tariq. And Effie is pissed off at Tariq. You know, so...
Well, before you continue, I do like that. Because what happened there, which, I mean, at the same time, yes, I want, like... All you need to do is have a conversation with somebody. Let them know what the heck is going on. But at the same time, you touched on it a lot in many different past podcasts of this series, is that you got to remember, we're dealing with a college kid. And what is one of the biggest college things that happens? You take two steps forward, one step back, or one step forward, two steps back. And I feel like that's a trend that we're seeing every episode.
It's been like that since the very first episode of Power.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like it's true to the writing, and I mean, it's frustrating as heck. But that's just another episode of Power. There we go. So you can go ahead and continue on that, Brayden.
But just seeing that where now Brayden has, now Brayden, who's literally the only person Tariq really, really trusts. You know, to see that go down in flames, at least at the end of the episode, you have to wonder, okay, number one, how is Tariq gonna recover from that? Number two, when he does, are they gonna start selling the cocaine? Because they made $50,000 in a day, which is unreal. Yeah. Even though it was homecoming and all this stuff, Brayden wants that. The other thing too was, I'm wondering what Tariq's biggest aversion to cocaine was. And I don't know if you recall, I believe it was Kanan that talked him out of cocaine. If you remember, it's a long time ago. You had to reach back to the crevices of your mind.
Yeah, I'm thinking right now. Go ahead.
Kanan and him were in a garage. And this is around the time that Kanan and Ghost and Tommy were actually getting along, because they wanted to take out Dre. And behind everybody's back, Kanan was teaching Tariq the game. And remember, he brought Tariq with him to meet the Italians. And that's when we found out Tariq could speak Italian, right?
Yeah.
So... But in there,
I have a little backdrop story for the actor of that, which we'll get into that later.
Perfect. So, but during that exchange, Kanan was essentially teaching Tariq about pills and weed, you know, whatever. Then Tariq picked up the brick of cocaine and said, "Well, this is the moneymaker." And Kanan was like, No. You can't do that until you do this. He was like, and then he asked him, he was like, what classes are you taking in school right now? It was in high school. He's like, oh, I don't know, calculus, this. And he's like, yeah, none of that. And he's like, that's what I thought. Nobody's teaching you what I'm teaching you. So you leave the cocaine alone. We're going to do it with pills, you know?
Yeah.
And so that reminded me of that moment seeing Brayden and Tariq argue about cocaine. So like, it was like, no, we're not ready for that. He was like,
Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? Yeah. He just looked at him like,
It was the same moment he had with Kanan, and I was like, holy crap.
That just leaning more to the whole two-bit situation that we're talking about. It's just like, oh, dude, I love this show so much, man.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, where I do want to jump on, let's just go on Kanan. We'll get through the whole Kanan thing, but I want to leave the Drew and the Drew situation and the TJ situation. I believe that's his name, right? The cousin. I want to leave that for the end, because that was very juicy. I do like that.
Ooh, we could
wrap it up with Carrie too at the end of what's gonna happen next week. But yeah, the whole Kanan situation. So as we saw last week, he got together with the guaps. He put in a hit on Tariq. And, you know, to me, man, like, I didn't think it was going to go down like that. Not like that. Like, the way that it just twists and turns. And like his face when Tariq came back to the game and was like alive. He was like, what the like, what happened? And then he gets that message. I mean, I don't know if it's that they had bad service, because he got that message a little late. You know, that was crazy. You know, the message that 2-Bit sent him with the guy dead. Like, he got that when Tariq got to the stadium. Like, I mean, that's some bad service. But anyways. But yeah, I mean, dude, that dude looked freaky, though, with that painting and all that stuff on him.
It was crazy.
I want to know what do you think Kanan went about the right way of that, like, or do you think it could have gone either way? Like, I want to know, like, what were some of your initial reactions of what you thought was going to happen, and then what really happened and how all that transpired.
Well, this is what I'm getting. This is what I got from that. The first point I got from that is that he realized that unintentionally that Tariq is not somebody to play with.
Yeah.
Because he had to wonder, yo, how did Tariq do it? You know, how did he do it? How in the world did he get rid of one of my goons? You know? And, you know, so I think that kind of ran through his mind, like, okay, I can't underestimate this kid. Right?
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, this, in my opinion, I think showed almost how desperate
Kane is.
Kane is desperate. And it's not desperate for money. He's actually desperate for attention.
For approval,
you know? And approval, you know, from his dad, because his dad beat the hell out of him. And even from Monet.
Ooh, we're going to get into that, too, because his dad looked in the episode. Oh,
yo,
man.
Oh, my goodness. So I think that was like one of those Hail Marys where he didn't think it through. And because he didn't think it through, now he's feeling like, oh, man, I'm underestimating this kid. Well, really, it's not so much you're underestimating him. You're almost underestimating yourself. You're overestimating him. You think that Tariq is just this bad boy, and he is cut from that cloth, Tariq is, but not quite. He still hasn't crossed. I mean, people may disagree because he killed his dad, but we saw how he wasn't able to fight the guy off, right? He wasn't able to, dude almost killed him if it wasn't for 2-Bit. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, you know, the guy had a knife and everything else. He had a pole, whatever. But, you know, you have to wonder that. The other thing that I was curious about, too, is this. Tariq literally has this distrust with people that has carried from Power, okay, Book One. He literally trusts no one except his mom and maybe Brayden, you know. But he otherwise.
And honestly, I don't think he trusts Brayden, because he admitted to us in this episode, man. He goes, I didn't come to you with this because, dude, your mind has been on what's her name, Holly. You know, like, I don't trust you, you know. And then you know, Brayden just kind of got to a little hissy fit and walked off. Right. You know, right. So I mean, like, yeah, really, the only one he really trusts, and even then, I don't even think he really trusts his mom that much either.
yeah. I mean, it depends. We'll see. You know, as everything unfolds, but I just think that Kane really overshot it, and almost it feels like jealousy, and I think now the jealousy is even worse.
Yeah,
because. Because, man, he's upset, you know? Like, he really is upset, you know? And he's upset that he got locked out, essentially, of the family. And even his sister told him to leave the city. Like didn't even say, don't come back to us. She said, leave the city. Like, yo, your life is in danger type of thing.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting that Kane will actually go that far. And then at a school, you know, at the college, you know, they even went as far as painting his face, which I thought was so funny. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I would be freaked out.
He looked scary as hell. It did. I was laughing. I was like, yo.
Because Tariq kept looking back and then he started running. And yeah, he was like, oh, snap.
Jason, I was like, oh, hell
yeah,
no.
Like, yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Man. And it was pretty crazy. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that Kane overshot his, I think he just overdid it. And he didn't think, he wasn't thinking at all. He just wasn't thinking.
For sure, for sure. I mean, and then so from there, guys, so obviously this happens. You know, we see Tubit killed a guy. And so at this point, you know, Tariq is freaking the hell out. He's like, I don't know what the hell he's doing. So he ends up calling Mama. And man, okay, so you remember in the beginning of the season where I was like, man, I don't see it. Like Tasha, like, you know, she ain't. I'm going to come out and say, you may not agree with me, but the way she handled this situation, I was like, I believe Tasha now. I believe who she trying, you know, who they're trying to make her to be. Like, I believe her. And I know once she gets out of jail, oh man, the tide is going to change. And I feel like.
And you know what it is? You know why you feel like that? Because it was Queen Pen to King Pen.
It was like, she called him. And what was crazy, he called, you know, he calls her back. He's like, oh, you seem to, you know, not understand how this works. But what he's not realizing is that with what she texted him, he called her. So she got what he wants. So in the end of the sense, Tasha, you know, has that leverage already. Because he answered, and I'm like, yo, Tasha put her foot down.
And I was scared because the way she was going at him, I'm like, yo, but again, it was, but you know, what's crazy is that that kind of shows you, it's like, you, it was like, yo, all right. Yeah, Tasha is still that girl. Like, she's still that woman. Because, like I said, it was Queen Pin to King Pin. Like, yo, do not touch my son. You don't send your goons after my son. And then, as you know, slowly it just unfolded, and that's how they all found out it was Kane that put the hit out. But I loved that phone call. I loved that interaction.
I got the chills. I was like, oh, I need more.
Me too.
I need more.
I was like, yo. I said, yo, she really told him off. Like, yo, you love
this.
Like,
no fear. Like,
no fear. She was like, and best, she's like, if you hurt what's mine, best believe I'm going to find a way to hurt what's yours. I was like, yo. And then hung up.
And then the way she dropped the, oh, Monet put a hit on my son. Oh yeah, I know who Monet is. Cause she never knew who Monet was.
Right.
She just knew that it was his wife running the organization outside. Right. She never knew. So now that she knows Monet,
right.
And like Tariq just told her everything. Like, she just dropped that and you just see his face like, oh shit, she knows.
Like, oh, she knows. She knows.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man. I said, this is, I was like, man, it was like, it's like when the heat is too hot in the kitchen, get out, as they say.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. I'm like, oh my God. I said, this joint getting heated, boy.
I love it. I'm like, this is crazy.
You feel me?
Yo, crazy, crazy. That was like, that was one of the high peaks to the episode. And it was just a one little scene, man. But it was like, that scene was almost like, it transpired everything. So now, here's my thought about it. So since we're on that, so remember how we talking about how, we talked about how Tariq met with Monet at the end and was very ghost-like. Like, he was like in the midst of the people and he just kind of showed up, kind of sense.
Right.
Well, here's my thing. The main thing she told Tariq was like, listen, if I find out you putting a hit on my son, I'm coming after you. But if stuff happens and you have to do what you got to do, you know, it be no ill will. I respect it, whatever. Now, with the reaction, going back to that jail scene with Tasha and Mr. Tejada, with the reaction that Mr. Tejada had, I would not be surprised because what he did to him in the police station, if he's the one who puts a hit on Kane. Why? Because, and what, like I said, we'll get into it a little bit later, but the things that happened with Drew, I feel like in a sense he's going to be like, I don't need Kane anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need Kane anymore.
But remember the convo that Drew had with the basketball player, the guy that he likes. Remember, he said, my family wants me to be something that I'm not. you know, which I thought was interesting because I'm like, well, you just punched out a guap gangster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he really, like, punched him out. So it was like, you know, my family's telling me, my family wants me to do this, 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 and this, but I'm not that guy. But you clearly are that type of guy. But at the same time, I get why you don't feel like you are.
Exactly. And you know what? To that point, I feel like what it is it's not that he's not. I guess what this episode did and what it realized, what he realized was that he's not that guy, but he has to be that guy. Because if not, his family has a red target on him. And if he's not that guy, his family's going to die. So that's what I feel like that big turn of this episode happened. And you know what? Since we're at it, let's just jump right into it. So, man, that whole scene coming out of the club with Drew. And, you know, I honestly thought TJ was about to die. Like, I thought TRR, like, he was about to lose his knee. That's it. And, you know, I just thought it was going to be over. And honestly, I saw, you know, the way that Drew ran at him, I thought Drew was about to get popped.
Yeah.
I thought, like, what we've been kind of, like, contemplating and thinking about, I feel like what we said about, you know, Drew being the one who's going to, like, take the hit and he might be one of the characters who has to get written off, like, dead. Mm-hmm. I feel like that whole scenario that we thought flipped to Kane.
Yep.
And Drew became that guy. Like, I didn't see, like, when I saw that, I was like, this is the Drew I want. This is the Drew I see. Right. Like, I was hyped, man. I was so excited. I was like, okay, yeah. The dad had every right to say what he said because he's always seen this side of Drew in him.
Yeah.
But something had to bring it out. And
I agree.
When your family's pushed to a corner, man, when you come out, that's exactly what happens right here. Yep. This is what happens.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, I want to know your whole, because I just love the way, Wayne, how when you, AJ, how you, when you be, you know, describing scenes, you just draw a whole picture out. So go ahead, man. Jump in and draw that picture for me.
First of all, I was holding my breath because as soon as Drew hit the corner, I was like, I wonder what he's going to do. And he literally, if you notice, he had to out himself. He said, yo, I could get you back in the game. So now everybody is like, what the hell is he talking about? Even his lover, like, what? Get you back in the game? What are you talking
Even
about?
His cousin didn't know what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. And they were just like, what the hell is happening? And what I had saw every time he bought that gun down to his knee, I was like, oh my God, like, don't do it.
Did you feel how the butterflies in your stomach every time?
Yeah.
It was like he got closer to the knee, the butterflies came. When he got away, it was like, okay, chill.
You know why? Because they set us up the whole episode. The whole episode, you just thought something was going to go left.
Yeah.
You know, because they were talking about, he was like, oh, I'm so nervous about the game. I'm so nervous about this. I'm so nervous. He was saying that to the counselor. He visited her. You know, when he wasn't supposed to. Then he saw her on campus, and then she met Monet. You know what I'm saying? And then he's, you know, while he's warming up, oh my God, like, it was just so ominous the whole time.
Yeah.
They were making it where it was like, yo, like, and then everything went well. He scored like 40 points. You know, everything was all good. I'm like, oh, okay, we good. All right.
Oh, party.
And then they go, and then you see the Guap gang members, and you're like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is it.
I said,
yo, he's about to die, yo. He's about to die. And then everything happened. Drew ended up tackling him, and the gun went off. So I actually thought he actually shot him. I'm like, oh, he got him. But then, you know, we realized that he didn't. And literally Drew punched the dude out, which I was a little confused about. He punched the guy out, and then later, like that night, he was kind of like fine, you know, because that's when we see him and Kane, you know, link up. Well, not link up, Kane tried to kill him. But I just thought that what was interesting was the guy, his lover ran away.
Yeah.
The other teammates ran away. And then, you know, his cousin wouldn't take his hand to help him up. So it was almost like, all right, well, everybody has their own thing now. You know, everybody knows now that his family you know, is drug dealers or something. Or at least his cousin is a drug dealer. They can't say that his family. At least they know that Drew is some type of dealer in the street, you know. But I literally held my breath that entire time, man. And they did a brilliant job with the camera angle, because remember, every time he pointed down, he always focused right between the barrel and his knee. And you're like, oh my God, they've been talking about this all episode, and this would be the time.
Even Monet was like, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, man.
I was like, oh my God.
It was something every single time. And then you're like, okay, either he's going to mess it up or he's going to do really well and die. And he did really well. And you just thought, you just knew he was going to die. I just knew, or at least get shot. I'm like, yo, it's over. I'm like, something is over. But no, it didn't happen like that. So, you know, you have to figure that something even juicier is coming down the pipe.
I kind of want to elaborate on that, because since that was the basketball team, I don't know about you. I mean, me and you, we've coached basketball teams, you know, in the past. And when stuff, you know, not to say that this has ever happened to us, obviously not. But, like, if something drastic like this happens to a team, an organization that works together, that's going to have a big ripple effect. And not only that, I feel like, and at this point, we could jump into the whole TJ situation, to where he runs back to Carrie. Like, he goes missing for a couple of days and he just ends up at Carrie's house. And, you know, that's when we see for next week that she starts doing the investigation because of everything that, you know, TJ tells her. And I feel like he's going to be one of the ones to kind of out his family. And, you know, and maybe even bring in the basketball players. I feel like that's going to be a whole big role. But I feel like that's going to happen once this whole situation with Tasha is resolved. And the whole, you know, what's it called when you send somebody to trial? The whole Tariq trial is going to start taking place. Because we got to remember, the whole time, all this happened this episode, but we did not see anything of what happened in the courthouse yet.
So
for all we know, the trial is still going strong head, going after Tariq. So I feel like this is a good leverage, and I feel like that's where now we see Carrie and, you know, what's his name, Jeremiah? I always forget his name, man, the other professor, Jabari. So now we see the relevance to both of those, you know, situations. That's where I see that going. But man, yeah, my heart stopped, you know, every time that barrel touched his knee.
Yeah, that was scary, because you just knew, because that's something that they've been talking about the entire episode. And we heard it the last couple of episodes, but not nearly as, I think we heard it more in one episode than we have all season. So, you know, you just knew that it was over, either his career is over or his life was taken. You just knew it was something like that. The only thing that I was really surprised at, honestly, and you may disagree, was that he went to Carrie's house at the end. You know what I mean? And I just thought that was, the only reason why I was a little surprised by that was because I didn't take into consideration that he didn't want to be around his family anymore. You know, after having a gun pointed at his leg and, you know, and his career being almost over, for him to go to Carrie's house or, you know, Professor Milgram, whatever, and for Zeke to do that instead of going to Monet and being like, yo, this is what happened. I'm like, yo, all right, so now is this going to be one of those situations where, you know, Milgram becomes collateral damage, as they say, you know, because, you know, somebody sees them and they know that Zeke is close to her. And now, you know, to get to Monet, maybe they go through, you know, because that's what he did, essentially. Yeah. He was like, yo, the gangster, he was like, yo, nah, this is Monet's bread and butter. Don't Drew even say, yo, shoot me instead. He was like, nah. He's like, nah, I don't want nothing to do with you. He said, I want this one because this is the one that Monet cares about the most. You know, So, you know, but I was a little surprised. I don't know if that surprised you at all that he.
You know what? I'm gonna elaborate on that because I do have a strong feeling on that. But we are gonna go on a quick ad break because man, we had a lot of juice. We had a lot of juice in this first half of the episode, you know. But yeah, we're gonna go on a quick ad break and we're gonna come right back. I'm gonna dive deep into that because I have a strong feeling of why, you know, he went there and it. It surprised me, but at the same time, it didn't. But all right. Welcome back. So I'm going to go ahead and dive deep. So AJ, my brother. So the reason why I was not so surprised about it, and actually it wasn't because of past episodes, it was actually because of this episode. And it had to do back to the whole, you know, him going up to Carrie and telling Carrie how he's feeling, how's this, how's that, and maybe only one thing from a past episode when he was sleeping with Carrie at her house, and he pretty much told her straight out, his only family that's left that he has is Monet's family.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, with all that situation happening, remember he was telling Carrie how he was, you know, feeling nervous and doing this and how his family's relying on him. And then we see how Monet reacted to him and telling him, you better not mess this up and all that pressure. And now he's kind of like, in my sense, when he saw that on the ground, I don't know if you saw his reaction, looking at Drew like, yo, what are you talking about? I felt like in that sense, and I feel like we're going to get a throwback to that in one of the coming episodes. I feel like he put that line together. You know, I feel like he's like, okay, so this is why they're pushing me, you know, to do this. And he even kind of stumbled on his words a little bit when he was talking to Carrie earlier. You know, I don't want them doing what they're doing anymore. I'm trying to get them out of it. Right, you know, right. And not to say that he knew what they were doing, but that's the thing. Now he knows why he's doing it, because he's riding that line. He's like, damn, okay, so this is what they want. This is why they want me to play basketball, why they want me to go to the league, so they don't have to do this. But it's just like that. This that the family's doing, he's just like, man, I don't want no part of that.
Yeah.
And so the only one he could trust at that point, and I don't blame him, is Carrie. And this is how it ties everything together. And then Carrie starts doing her investigation and doing all this. And man, like, to me, like, I honestly really, in a sense, I'm kind of glad, because then it would have made the whole Jabari situation with Tariq kind of like, okay.
Pointless.
Pointless. So it's like, it was honestly like, it was like a mirror. So what I'm noticing about those characters, they're a mirror of each other. So every time one flips, the other one flips the other way. That's exactly what I'm getting from these two and why their characters are so relevant. And, it's just crazy to me. I didn't think that they were going to work. And it's just right now, man, it's like they've actually become very, very important.
Yeah.
You know, because they're starting to know everything, but they're keeping everything to themselves. Well, Jabari is anyway. We don't know what Carrie gonna do with her information.
Right.
So
but it's the reason, and that's the reason why I said what I said last week, because what I thought last week, I'm like, okay, now we're getting clues as to what the use was, what their usefulness is, because even on top of that, what they had to establish was each of their personalities. They had to establish that with us.
Yeah.
Right? We had to establish, number one, that they were both in a relationship, a toxic relationship. Number two, her personality is that she clings to, you know, to men that really listen to her. Because remember, she said when she met Jabari, that's what he did. He just sat there listening to her, and, you know, he was good looking, and, you know, he was really smart. And that's what, you know, turned her, that's what got her to sleep with him the first time. And essentially that's what happened with Zeke, because what happened, Zeke came in a bar, just sat there and listened and everything else. Yeah. But also you have to wonder if there was some interference by, because sometimes you hear actors who talk to writing and say, hey, listen, I think we should go this direction. Because the beginning of this series, if you told me Zeke was going to be a pivotal part other than being a basketball player, I'd have said, no, he's just a basketball player, because he was a dweeb. You got Tariq, you know, doing his homework for him and everything, but he's turned into, literally in 2 weeks, has turned into a very important character, a serious character too.
Yeah.
You know, because now,
and honestly, he's a cool guy. Like, he's just like, he's like, damn, okay, but, cool. Like, he ain't trying to do crazy shit.
But before that, he was a little bit goofy. You know what I mean? He just seemed like he was not goofy, but he was a star athlete. You know, like what star athletes do. You know, like they hook up with college girls and they party and all that. And so you just thought that's what he was going to be throughout the whole series. But the last 2 weeks, he gets serious, or last 3 weeks now, he gets serious with Professor Milgram, with Carrie, has a serious conversation with her. They hook up in the bathroom. Now he's at the house, you know, and then he almost gets killed, or at least his basketball career ending. And the first person he turns to is her. That's somebody that you love or that you trust so much. So now he's a serious character, because now Carrie is invested in him. She's invested in him, and now she wants to, like you said, I think she's going to start uncovering things about his family. And then realizing that Tariq is in the crosshairs. And then I wonder at what point, because now Jabari and Carrie, that's going to make them cross paths again. He's like, oh, you know about Tariq? Oh, you know about Tariq? Well, yeah, because Zeke. And wait, who is Zeke? Oh, well, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be one thing after the other, you know? And so I'm actually happy for, and that's why I said earlier about, I wonder if there was some interference, because, you know, I wonder if the actor went to the writer and was like, yo, I think we could be a little bit more serious with this character. I think we could do a little bit more. Because, you know what I mean? He just started off as such a goofball to me, you know? But, you know, I'm happy with the episode. I thought the episode overall, I just thought was, I think it was one of the best.
I was going to ask you that. Like, so top 10 out of all the episodes, like where do you scale it? You know, 1 out of 10. Like,
I got to give it. And probably because this is the first episode where I feel like it was definitely more like Power Book 1.
Yes.
I got to give it a strong 9, man. 8 or 9, man. That's strong coming from me. You like that? I got to give it a strong 9 because it had everything.
Well, you see, this is what I'm going to give it. And I'm going to give it, because we haven't even touched on this. We haven't. And we kind of just flew by it. I'm going to give it a 9.5. You know why? Because my boy Tariq finally got some cheeks. You feel me? He finally got some cheeks. And it wasn't from you know, the tryhard of Monet's daughter, Diane. And it wasn't from the stuck-up Laurel. No, it wasn't her. You know, it was Effie. And honestly, that dynamic right there, I take back everything I said about Diane. I feel like Effie could be a stronger Tasha in this situation.
Oh, without question.
I love her character.
I was about to say that. And she is such a good looking girl. Yeah. And I'm like, amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Like,
praise the Lord.
She is very cute. She got that look. She got that bad girl thing going. I just thought that was.
And she knows the business. That was the crazy part.
She's definitely more like a Tasha than Diana is. Diana is just a people pleaser.
Yeah.
You know, but she literally is like, yo, like, I can literally help you build. And I think it will get to that. I don't think we've seen the last of Effie.
Oh,
I gotta be honest.
They keep on sprinkling her in, and she's getting like closer and closer to Tariq. And I feel like you talk about how Tariq don't trust anybody. I mean, mind you, he did use her, but he kind of low-key trusted her. Like, he told her what was going on.
He would trust her more than any of the other girls. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, so, let's touch a little bit on Lauren before we get out of here and, you know, talk about next week. But, man, this whole Laurel or Lauren, whatever her name is, situation, it's getting exhausting. Like, okay, like, I understand Tariq's lying to you, but then again, like, you know, your parents are coming in. I almost smacked her mom because her mom was just so disrespectful. How dare she talk like that? Like, man, I cannot stand her moms. But, like, you know, then it's like she comes to the room like, yo, what's up? Like, nah, what's up with you? Like, everything Tariq said, like, we understand he was trying to cover up, you know, that he had blood on his shirt last week. But in a sense, he wasn't wrong. Like, you literally just broke up with this dude. And now what, I'm your second dish? Like, you gonna come to me like it's all good and I'm just supposed to, yeah, that's it. you know, legs open, let me take over. Nah, that ain't happening, bro. Like, you ain't playing a player. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, to me, like, I just want to know your thoughts on that whole, like, how that character is shaping out. Like, you know, I just got a to it. It was almost that Angela hate I got this week from it. Like, yeah, and that's saying a lot.
Angela? Oh, my God.
That's saying a lot. Just because it's like, either you're in or you're out. Like, come on.
Yeah, I think with me, when it comes to Laura, I actually got to disagree with you.
Okay.
She's annoying. She definitely is. She's become annoying. I would say that. She's become annoying. But I think because she gives you Angela vibes, that you realize, again, this is called Power Book 2 Gold.
Yeah.
Okay, he is more like his father than anything. The only reason why Ghost went to Angela was because that was the life that he wanted. He didn't want to be in the drug game. He didn't want to do, the only thing he wanted to do was live a straight life, and he tried to get out. He spent 5 or 6 seasons trying to get out of the drug game, you know, and Angela, he saw as his way out. And you know, obviously that didn't work out. Tariq was his way out, no pun intended. But, you know, but I think the reason why, the only reason why I disagree with you is that I think Laurel is, I don't think she's going to be the Angela type. What I do think is that she's going to be the type, I think eventually she would be the Angela type, I'm saying. Like, she would end up being the person that would find out, completely disagree with it, but like him so much that she can't help it, you know? But what I think was going to be a tad bit different, I do see where, again, she may become, you know, collateral damage. She's in a rich school with rich parents, and you got somebody like Tariq, you're under somebody like Tariq's arm, there's going to be eyes on you. Now that we know that there's more eyes on Tariq, that's what's going to happen. And I think even the meeting with Monet at the end kind of solidified that Tariq is in this business now. Yeah. So anybody that Tariq is around or whatever, people that are watching him, they're going to find out. Just like last week when he had all the blood on his shirt and he kind of made up, you know, something to get her upset so that she could leave. I think you're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah.
You know, so... but I think her character, you know, being like an Angela, I don't think that she's gonna be like an Angela, that she's gonna find out everything. But what I don't think is that Tariq is willing to completely quit for her. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Even though in his paper, it seems like he likes her the most out of all of them, because that's who he was talking about in the paper that he gave to Jabari. But you can't. I don't see it where he just looks at her and is like, yo, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything anymore, whatever, like Ghost look at Angela.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, to what I said, I feel like this whole season I'm going to be flipping back and forth with Lauren. That's just how the character
is. Yeah.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
And, you know, to what you said, though, I kind of want to touch on that. I honestly think the difference will be, because she did, in the beginning of the first half of Power Book 2, she talked about the pressure of her family and how much they put on her, and how her brother committed suicide because of that pressure. You know, he OD'd. And here's my thing. I feel like it's going to be a flip to where, yeah, she's going to find everything out like Angela. She's going to be like that Angela character. But not a sense that she's going to work with Tariq on it. I don't think she's going to bash him on it. I think she's going to be okay with it and just be that girl, you know, with him. You understand? That's how I see that going. Like, maybe not pushing or anything like that, but helping him with the organization, but like in her own way. I don't think it's going to be like that. And I see that possibility just because of those little tidbits and how she is with her family and how everything is, and how like certain things, how she's at times a very different character than who the character she has been, you know, in class or even with her parents. I, you know, there's a big contrast in those two characters. So I don't know. That's my point of how I see it. And that's kind of like the line I put when you just said that. I kind of saw that. I was like, oh, dang. So, I mean, I don't know if you feel about
it. That's a good point. I never really thought about it like that. I just think at the end of the day, first of all, we got to be getting a season two.
Oh, let's just, I believe so.
Yeah, man, because you know they could stretch this out. The way this season ends, I think it's going to tell us everything we need to know. I don't think it's going to be the mean cliffhanger from the midseason, because midseason it was too vague.
Yeah,
the cliffhanger, it was way too vague. We just had no idea anything. I think at the end of this season, because what episode was this? Episode 8.
So we got two more episodes.
I think the last episode is going to be insane. I think that
it's gonna be 10 out of 10. I honestly believe so.
It's going to be, because it's going to set us up. And how, who dies number one? If Tariq takes the next step, if Tahada, the guy, what his part in this, if Tasha gets off, it's so much that could happen between now and it's just 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks now. So we'll see. I'm just curious. Everything that you're saying, you know, it's like, dang, that's true too. And everything we've been saying on this podcast is like, oh, that's true too. That's true too. But that last episode is going to tell us everything we need to know about this entire series. And I literally hope that they're not going to disappoint. They never disappoint.
You know what's so crazy? We'll, we didn't even touch on Brayden's brother.
Oh, yeah. He had his nose started bleeding at the table and whatnot. And that's how Brayden found out. Yeah, you know, his brother, he's somebody that I'll never take seriously. I hope they end up writing him off.
I think he's going to be that one you talked about who's going to get it at the end to make that, you know, maybe that
collateral damage thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And here's the thing. That could be the reason how Brayden comes back into Tariq's, you know, they make up after what happened this last episode.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see with those two.
Because remember, Kane does know him.
Right, right.
And Kane's out for blood right now. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Kane's out for blood. Yeah. And he knows he's related with Tariq. You know, he doesn't have something to do with Tariq, but he thinks he has something to do with Tariq.
Right, right, right.
So, who knows? Or it could be. I hope not. And I don't think they'll do it. They ain't that desperate. You know, maybe Brayden. Something happens to Brayden, you know?
Yep. We don't know. Drew. We don't know. Man. You know,
all I do want to say is, man, Drew, this episode, he just went up like 10 notches for me in this episode.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
his stock went way up.
Oh, man. Like, it was, and then the way he made that power move that he told Kane, like, maybe I ain't got to tell you. You know, I don't got to tell nobody. Go ahead and take out the family, the Guap family. You feel me? And he went to Monet, and Monet's like, yo, you did this, you did that. Those are moves of a leader. And then now I feel like Monet is finally seeing what Mr. Tejada has been saying all along. You know, I feel like she was like, damn, hold up, you know? So we may see a whole new character to Drew, honestly. And I'm hoping we do. This type of situation, it changes people. And I feel like it's going to change him. And I hope for the better. You know, I really hope it does.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So we can kind of. You want to jump in a little bit for what you think? What's gonna happen next week?
Oh man, I think it's gonna be a high octane episode. I think that we're gonna see Kane try to set up an organization, and I think he's gonna fail miserably.
What was those? Was that body parts inside the barrels that I saw?
Yeah, yeah, because
Kane is just a crazy book, man.
Yeah, he's taking people out, but that's what I'm saying is that's his type of personality and his type of character. They don't last very long because you can't be that. Because even Tommy was crazy, but Tommy was only reckless when it mattered. Kane is reckless
like when he was pushed over the edge.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Kane is reckless all the time. I mean, he's reckless.
He's the Incredible Hulk of the show. Like, honestly, he just go out there, smash.
Yeah, you know, not thinking of anything. You know, not thinking anything over. I wonder if he threatens Monet or threatens the family. I hope not, but
I don't know, I think bro. It's that spit at the end?
Yeah, when he spit, exactly. That's why I said that. when he spit on the property, I said, oh man, I said that might be an enemy for life type of thing.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man. We'll see with that. But I think the next episode is gonna be high octane. And I think we're gonna be even more excited next week than we were this week.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's like a nice little Christmas gift for us too, because it's right after Christmas. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Man, so what I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna lean back to what I said about the whole flip reversal on the whole Carrie and Jabari situation. I do see that happening big time. What I'm hoping happens, I hope Tariq gets a little glimpse of Jabari. You know, I want to see like if he starts finding out that Jabari is coming close or starting to follow him or something like I want to see more of that. Now I'm interested in that. I want to see what's going on with that, because it's like how we said earlier, that's going to be so, like, you know, those are such important situations that's going on in the show right now, but it's like low key, you know. So I really want to see if next week is going to touch a lot on that, or maybe not. Maybe we'll see more of the court side, you know, because that's I don't know, man. I'm hoping Tasha walks out, because I want to see that queen pin that we saw in this episode.
Yeah, because we will get it. We will absolutely get it when she gets out, man. She's gonna be on some takeover stuff, so we'll see.
Well, here's my thing, and that's what I've been thinking too about that whole takeover thing. When Tasha comes out, she's thinking she's coming out to the same Tariq that was out when she was out. Like, do you think there's going to be a power struggle there when she comes out and Tariq is doing what he's doing?
I don't know, because that's a good question, because once she gets out, what's the point of Tariq selling anymore? You know, of course, you want to keep your family afloat and all that. But right now, his main purpose is paying Davis to keep his mom out of jail. So the only reason why I would see that she's selling is if your prediction comes to pass where Tariq gets arrested, and now she has to come up with money, so, you know, to keep Davis paid. So, you know, so I wonder, I think that when she gets out, I think that they do try to go straight, but something reels them back in that they have to, you know, get back in the game.
Well, really, can you go straight? Because they made that deal with the Tata family, and like, you know, they told him, like, yo, you're in this now. Like, you got to do it.
Yeah.
With or without even money.
At least while he's in college, I can foresee that he has to keep up with that while he's in college. You know? But we'll see with that, man. We'll see with that. I think that's a really good question. I never thought about that. I think that between Tasha and Tariq, there's not going to be a power struggle. I can see a power struggle with Tasha and Monet. You can't have two queen bees.
Hold up. You know what you got me thinking right now? The way that Mr. Tejada was talking to Tasha, and then the way that Monet was talking to Mr. Tejada, how, oh, you got to do things my way. You know, you're not out here. You're not doing this. I feel like Mr. Tejada will feel more comfortable given that step. You know, I feel like something's going to happen with Monet to where, like, he's going to not trust her again, because it's getting to that. Like, it's building up to that, to where he's like, bro, this is my organization. I just gave you the keys to drive the car. It don't mean this is your car. You understand?
Right.
And she's trying to change it all. And he doesn't really know almost everything that's going on, you know, with the cops she's sleeping with the whole, oh, we're going to take over the organization and all this stuff. Mind you, Monet is very loyal to her husband, but at the same time, she's still trying to do things her own way. Where I feel like he's just going to be like, listen, I'm going to take that power and I'm going to give it, you know, something's going to happen. I feel like he's going to give it to Tasha, in a sense, because the way Tasha was that queen pin, man, I don't know, bro. Like, I need more of that. I need more of that. That's all. I'm going to end it on that. I need more of that.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Well, guys, this was a very healthy, you know, thick episode. Like, man, we went in on this one, man. Like, this was a great episode.
Yes, sir.
And we have two more. And I can't, like, all they could do at this point, I feel like it's like how we said, they just been sprinkling little all season long. And now it's like, we're at dinner right now. We eating the turkey, the collard, we eat everything. Like, we just eating food right now. You feel me?
Right,
so,
right.
Like, man, I'm excited for next week. And yeah, man, yeah. Start with your plugs, man. Throw them in there. Let's go.
Hey, man, you already know, man. Plug my Instagram, AJ_SMG_. Me versus me. Single is dropping still. Not on Christmas, though. It's going to be New Year's Eve.
Okay.
But I'm going to be unveiling the cover art for it this week. So I can't wait for that. It'll probably end up being on the 21st. But I really, really can't wait for that, man. The cover art is going to be so fire. I got such a crazy concept with it. And I'm working with a cartoonist/animator for it. So yeah, man, that's how serious this song is going to be marketed so heavy, more than I've ever marketed any other song, because it just has this mainstream feel to it. And it's going to be crazy, man. I had to go mainstream on the cover art too. It couldn't be boring. So, but look out for Me Versus Me single dropping December 31st. I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, man. I can't wait for that myself. Guys, you already know, Real Talk with Silos on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, right here on Anchor, and Twitch and Twitter. So just go ahead, follow me on that. I am going to be doing some starting this week. That's when Wonder Woman 2 comes out. And I'm going to be doing a movie review. So it's going to be called The Real Movie Talk with Silos. It's going to be another anchor to our podcast, another segment. So stay tuned for that. A lot of movies coming up, a lot of reviews I'm going to start doing on there. And also follow me on Patreon, Real Talk with Silos. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Man, what an episode it was. I'm excited. All right, AJ, be easy, man.
Peace.